Hey there, welcome along. It's Damien back with a 9 to 5 Google Daily, this time for June 12th, 2020. This is our snapshot of all of the biggest Google-related stories we've been talking about over the past 24 hours. So Google is today rolling out a suite of Stadia updates to improve mobile gameplay. In addition to expanding to more OnePlus phones, all Android devices are picking up experimental Google Stadia support. Meanwhile, mobile touch controls are also rolling out. While Google is still maintaining a list of officially supported devices, expanding to older OnePlus devices today, the big news is the ability to play games on Stadia with any Android phone that can install the Stadia app. This feature is still currently in development, and Google warns that not every phone will work perfectly. Phones on the official list from Google, Samsung, Asus, Razer, and more feature a more optimized experience, and the Stadia team plans to continue adding more properly supported devices over time. The company also confirmed expanded support for various OnePlus smartphones released over the past few years. Starting today, Google Stadia is officially compatible with the OnePlus 5, 5T, OnePlus 6, 6T, OnePlus 7 Pro, 7, 7 Pro 5G, the OnePlus 7T, 7T Pro, 7T Pro 5G, and they join supporting the OnePlus 8 and 8 Pro, which were launched earlier this year and rolled out shortly after the smartphones were shipping to customers. The platform also officially supports Google Pixel smartphones, select Galaxy flagships, and the devices from Asus and Razer. OnePlus, though, has the most officially supported devices of any Android OEM, would you believe? Now that Google Stadia is supported on more OnePlus devices, we can expect support to roll out to even more handsets over the coming months. Meanwhile, with this expanded support, as we mentioned, Google is rolling out mobile touch controls. This virtual overlay lets you play without a controller and or a grip device with your control pad. All of the buttons are transparent and the layout is conventional, but there is a top row for specific Stadia buttons like the assistant and screenshot options. Support is available on all current titles in the Stadia library, while Google will continue to refine this feature over time. When you launch a game without a connected accessory, a new Try Touch Gamepad option will appear on your display. Google today also announced the ability to set individual Stadia resolutions for each device, including web, mobile, and Chromecast Ultra. Adding to that, we've been tracking the progress of Google Stadia's arrival on Google's own Android TV platform, but it has been a pretty slow process so far. Today, though, there is sort of good news, as Google Stadia now sort of works on Android TV. That said, it's not official and it's kind of a pain to set up. The latest update for Google Stadia on Android version 2.19 actually opens the door for any Android device to play games on Stadia. That support is in an experimental state, but it runs pretty well for the most part. Quietly though, that update also makes it possible for Google Stadia to function on Android TV. With previous updates, the app was able to be installed and opened, but it couldn't use Android TV's methods of signing into a Google account. Now that barrier has disappeared and Stadia can actually be open on virtually any Android TV set. Here's the catch though, the app still isn't fully ready for Android TV, as you'll need a game controller, the ability to sideload Stadia's APK, and a mouse, be that wired or Bluetooth. The mouse is needed because it's the only way to select the Get Started signing prompt on Android TV. Plus you will need to accept the experimental warning before you can play any games, which of course requires this mouse input. Once things are up and running though, games run perfectly fine, but we're still hoping for proper Android TV support, hopefully in the future. While all eyes were on the Android 11 beta yesterday, Google has made a subtle change to the Pixel series catalogue of past updates, adding links to the Android Flash tool for every single update. Earlier this year, Android unveiled the Android Flash tool as an entirely too easy way for Android users to flash the newest AOSP builds onto their Pixel phone. Using the fully web-based tool, you no longer need to install specialized Android developer tools like ADB in order to flash a new build of Android on your device. For the Android 11 developer previews and beta 1, Google has repurposed the Android Flash tool to allow Pixel owners to install the pre-release software on their phone. But if you ever wanted or needed to downgrade, such as to regain access to Google Pay, you stuck performing a somewhat convoluted process. As of last night, the Google Pixel Factory Images page, in addition to its normal role of providing downloads for full system files of Pixel phones, has been updated to include Android Flash tool links for every past update on the Pixel 2 and newer. That means with just a USB cable and a few clicks on your browser, you can revert your Pixel from Android 11 beta back to Android 10. Similarly, if for whatever reason you want to remember what your phone was like at a previous point in time, you can revert devices like the Pixel 2 all the way back to the original build of Oreo that it shipped with in 2017, using this Android Flash tool. Importantly though, anytime you do move backwards to an older version of Android, your phone's data will be completely wiped. With that in mind, be sure to back up your files regularly if you do plan on using the Android Flash tool. Or alternatively, if you're not sure which version is the right one for you and your device, Google has created a handy back to public link which automatically directs you to the latest version of Android available for your phone. In November, Google framed its acquisition of Fitbit as a way to help more people with wearables. However, since that deal is still pending regulatory approval, the two companies have yet to integrate or announce any joint plans moving forward. That now appears to be changing though, as Fitbit works on bringing Google Assistant support to its devices. Today, the Fitbit Versa 2 sports a microphone and Amazon Alexa integration. You can check the weather, set timers, and control compatible smart home devices as it stands. That said, the experience requires you to hold down the sole hardware button or swipe through the UI, as there is no hot word support out of the box. Additionally, the lack of speaker means you can't actually hear answers aloud and instead have to read results. Following this acquisition, Wired UK revealed that Fitbit had already approached Google about making the assistant available on the Versa 2. The report said that Google was less willing than Amazon to make this happen though, with the necessary assistant APIs unavailable to Fitbit at the time. A trio though of XML files clearly reference Google Assistant and how it might be introduced, as well as a welcome process within the latest app update. AppStrings also mentioned you can now have one active assistant at a time and can always switch to another provider. This selection process suggests that Amazon Alexa will stick around and that the voice service won't immediately go away when the Google Assistant is introduced. The Versa 2 is the most likely candidate to get the assistant though, as it's only a 9-month-old watch. Of course, this integration would instead debut on an upcoming device, we'd be sure of that. The synergy makes sense though, and it could be something that the two companies launch to mark the completion of this acquisition. The assistant would help address how Fitbit devices are currently more closely integrated with non-Google services. For example, Fitbit offers an Alexa skill where users can request their latest stats by voice. A similar action is not currently available on the Google Assistant though. The Versa 2 also features a Spotify app, which YouTube Music competes with. Fitbit Pay is also a direct challenger to Google Pay for on-device payments. Besides giving existing customers a tangible sign of the new ownership, Google gets Assistant on another popular platform if this does go through. General functionality should not differ too greatly from what Alexa is able to offer on the Versa 2 today too. It would also be the first time that Assistant is available on a non-Wear OS device. Unlike headphones, TV, smart displays and speakers, Google has never brought Assistant to a third-party smartwatch. And finally, back in 2018, Google Maps added built-in media playback controls when navigating on iOS and Android. An update this week though sees Google Maps finally support YouTube Music on the latter platform. Google Maps has a full-screen navigation UI when you're driving. If music is playing in the background, the responsible apps icon will appear just underneath the mute fab. Tapping slides up audio controls that show album artwork, song title and artist. To the right are buttons to play, pause and forwards and backwards. Tapping browse will give a grid of recent listens and you can quickly start something else without leaving your navigation. There's also a subtle progress bar on the main screen that's themed to the app you're using. After long working with Apple Music, Play Music and Spotify, it's great to hear Google Maps now supports YouTube Music. To set up within Google Maps, visit Settings, Navigation Settings. If Show Media Playback Controls is enabled, you'll be able to select a default media app, with YouTube Music finally appearing here. This long-awaited integration does require Google Maps version 10.4.3.2, which widely rolled out earlier this week. An up-to-date version of YouTube Music is also required, but the added support is primarily reliant on having the latest version of Maps. Google Maps for iOS, though, does not support YouTube Music just yet. So that was a bite-sized overview of all the top news stories of the day. For further insight, you can read all of these stories in full detail and much more over on 9to5google.com and subscribe to the 9to5 Google Daily on Google Play. Google Podcasts are your favourite podcast player to get updates from Monday through Friday. For more detailed and in-depth news, be sure to subscribe to our long-form Alphabet Scoop podcast, which is available every Wednesday.